This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 23, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Few companies are able to survive losing $537 million over a three-month period, especially if that trend continues. That's the problem now facing UAL Corp., the parent company of United Airlines. The Chicago Tribune reports United blamed the staggering loss reported Tuesday on record fuel prices. It's United's worst fiscal showing since its 2006 bankruptcy and the worst first quarter report so far among domestic airlines for 2008. The Chicago-based airline says it'll cut its planned spending for the year by $400 million, eliminate 500 salaried and 600 more union jobs by the end of this year, and ground another 10 to 15 narrow-body planes by the end of the year. United is thought to be in serious merger talks with Continental Airlines. We're now getting some details on Saturday's atmospheric re-entry of a Soyuz space capsule carrying South Korea's first astronaut, Yi So-yun, Expedition 16 Commander Peggy Whitson, and Russian flight engineer Yuri Melnichenko back to Earth from the International Space Station. Earlier reports of a ballistic trajectory and 10-plus G forces already didn't sound good. Now, Russia's Interfax news agency quotes an unnamed Roscosmos official who says the capsule entered the atmosphere on its side, leaving the escape hatch to take the intense re-entry heat rather than the heat shield. The fact that the three survived at all is credited to the stout construction of the TMA-11 capsule, which is based on late 60s Soviet technology. In a scathing editorial in Monday's New York Times, former AMR Corp. chairman Robert Crandall laid the blame for problems facing the domestic airline industry not with the FAA or with oil-producing countries, but with current airline management. His op-ed was titled, "Charge More, Merge Less, Fly Better." Quote, "Our airlines, once world leaders, are now laggards in every category, including fleet age, service quality, and international reputation. Fewer and fewer flights are on time. Airport congestion has become a staple of late-night comedy shows. An ever higher percentage of bags are lost or sent to the wrong airports. Last-minute seats are harder and harder to find. Passenger complaints have skyrocketed. Airline service, by any standard, has become unacceptable," unquote. Crandall goes on to say mergers are not the answer because they won't lower fuel costs, but will anger employees and bring costs of their own. And he observes, quote, "The absence of competition never fosters better customer service," unquote. Crandall calls for government intervention and lower taxes on airlines. He also says airlines will only grow and survive when they face economic realities and charge higher airfares to compensate for higher costs. These days, Crandall is CEO of air taxi upstart PogoJet. A B-2 Spirit bomber made a successful return to flight April 15th at Missouri's Whiteman Air Force Base, following a 53-day safety pause for the aircraft following the first-ever crash of a stealth bomber February 23rd in Guam. While an accident investigation board is still ongoing, Air Force and Air Combat Command maintenance and safety experts gave the 509th Bomb Wing officials the green light to fly. The service says B-2s had logged more than 14,000 sorties, 100 combat sorties, and 75,000 flying hours without a single Class A mishap until February. Class A means loss of life or damage in excess of $1 million. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The NTSB knows why that 757 lost a wing panel over Maryland. A Canadian airline says caps at Newark will put it out of business. And Aloha Airlines struggles to sell off what's left of the company. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, you'll hear my conversation with Dan Grider. He's the guy who brought his DC-3 to Lakeland. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.